welcome to the Smarketing Show. Topic today is metrics that matter. And before you can even determine what metrics matter when it comes to digital marketing, you need to figure out your goal. What is your goal? What are the KPIs that will help you measure against that goal? Set a benchmark and then continue to optimize from there. And I've already done all the talking.
All right. So
welcome to the show, Rick.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, I'm on too. Anyway, listen, a lot of customers we talk to in digital marketing, they just want to know, how many leads am I going to get? Okay, so let me talk to you people who are thinking that right now. Unfortunately, the word leads has so many different definitions. Is it someone that clicks through on an email? Is it someone that just hits your website? And I would argue that a lead, for a definition, maybe it's not the right one, is someone that actually through all the social media, email, whatever it is you're doing, blogging, SEO, comes to your site and converts on a form, surrendering their name and contact information. You get access to some content suggesting that they may be interested in the sphere of what you offer.
Mm-hmm. They're in the preference stage, what we would reference as the preference stage in the marketing funnel. So they're likely going to do business with you if they're going to give up their contact information.
Yeah.
They probably already decided that if they need your product or service, they're going to go with you. So that's a good place to be. We get a lot of questions as well about metrics to measure on social media. There's hundreds. Literally hundreds that you can measure. What I like to look at now and what I'm doing a lot more of with clients is the engagement piece of things. So yes, you want followers. Yes, you want people to look at your content. But what you really want is for them to take that extra little step and share that content with their network, potentially make a comment themselves on something that you've contributed. That's actually, it takes a bit more effort to do that, which means that they're probably more engaged than just going like.
So Cheryl, this is one thing that you taught me as well is, I'll go back a couple of years, we were posting stuff on social that was like, you know, five best ways to cut your hair by such and such, whatever it was. And if you look down a stream, there's no likes, there's no shares. And so for someone watching right now, if you look at your social stream right now, Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever, you'll be able to measure it just by looking right there, very quick and easy way.
For sure. And it's really easy to actually look at and follow the engagement levels on all social media platforms. Yep. Now, YouTube's a little bit different, and I'll explain why. YouTube is social media, but what you want to pay attention to is not views. I know everyone's like, oh, I got 3,000 views on my video. It's like, that's great. But what was the audience retention? Did they watch 2 seconds of it and turn it off because they were potentially thinking it was something else? Or did they watch all the way through? I'd rather have less views, higher audience retention. So what's a good average audience retention for YouTube? Anywhere between about 35 and 40%. That's considered great, actually.
Yeah, and our show is off the charts, by the way.
Like 60.
Yeah, well, not really. But anyway, so if you're a business owner, a sales leader, a marketing leader saying, okay, give me a checklist, Rick, of what you might look at. Here's my list, okay? You do all these things up top of the funnel, like off the website. We'll call it email, social media, blogging, SEO, arguably part of the site. But you do all these things to get traffic to the website. And most of the people that we talk to when they're inquiring about a website or digital marketing, I ask them, what's your current like website traffic? How much people hitting your website? And they have no idea. It should be something that you manage or at least monitor on a monthly basis because, you know, to me, the website is home base and you want to get people there. So when you look at the traffic on your website, some things I look at are number of visitors, the sources, where are they coming from? Is it off social media? Is it another website that's linking over to you? What are the top pages that people are looking at? Now, this is a great one. If you think of the grocery business, they know what aisles the customers are going down, and then they tweak those aisles accordingly. Think of them as landing pages on your website and where you might want to hang maybe a content offer, maybe a video, et cetera. And then new and return visitors. You can tell through free Google Analytics, you know, what type of new traffic you're getting in there, and most of us want new business. And lastly, mobile versus desktop. And a lot of sites, believe it or not, are still not mobile optimized, and hence someone comes, they bounce off the site because it doesn't look right, and that damages the metrics.
Yeah, so bounce rate is something else that you want to pay attention to. What is your bounce rate? How many people are logging in and then really quickly logging off before looking anywhere else in your site? You want to pay attention to the pages where the bounce rate is the highest, and you want to focus all of your efforts on that. Now, when it comes to email, email is a little bit different. Open rates and click-through rates are typically the two metrics that you would measure. Open rates, on average, are around 10%. Click-through rates, around 3%. Now, I would be happier with a higher click-through rate than an open rate. Click-through suggests that they didn't just read the email. They actually clicked on a link, potentially, which drove traffic back to your site. That's what you want. Open rates are great, but really, you want relevant content. Now, in order to increase those click-through rates, relevant content, like I just said, and that all comes down to being able to segment your distribution list, which, by the way, is a topic for an entirely different Smarketing show.
So, you know, digital marketing to us, I think, is more of an investment, and all you're trying to do through the metrics is say, okay, our investment here is working well. How can we accentuate that? And if it's not working well somewhere else, but with no visibility, you know, there's an old saying, right? You can't manage what you can't measure, which is why we're talking about these things today.
You just want to do a little better tomorrow than yesterday.
Yeah.
Or next year than last year.
Next show versus this show.
Exactly. That's our metric that we measure, isn't it? Audience retention. Coming up on the next show, actually, you're taking a little bit of a break, and we're bringing in a guest. We have a professor from one of the colleges that's going to talk about what she's seeing in terms of digital marketing industry trends, but even more so, how they're training students to be prepared for that in the workforce, and also five things that she's recommending that small businesses look for when hiring a digital marketing specialist for their business.
Yeah. And she's a big upgrade from me, by the way. Great lady, very knowledgeable. You won't want to miss it next Thursday, this marketing show. She's awesome.
She is awesome. Don't forget, email us, engage@intucommunications.com. Like us, subscribe, comment, all those very engaging metrics that we talked about today.
They won't do it. They'll watch and go away. That's the way they are.
We'll see you next time.